We have already played with the chakras and with the idea of breathing in and out through them. Let us now work with some other techniques for clearing and cleansing the chakras. You have already seen how using the breath is good for moving the energy about and for creating a circulation of energy and chi through your energy system. Now let us play with some other ways of working with the energy in the chakras and in the auric field. First, use the breath to get everything going, to begin the process of moving energy. Beginning with the root chakra, drawing energy in, using the breath. Feeling it rise along the spine. All the way out to the top of your head and right on through. Reaching into the ethers above you. You might even want to think of the eighth chakra, which is above your head. As you breathe in, the energy comes in through the root. And as you breathe out, it moves through the top of your head. Think of intensifying all the light in each chakra with all of the corresponding colors becoming brighter, more vibrant, more radiant. Might even feel heat as you bring more vibrance to these colors. Imagine as you breathe in the light and send it through the top of your head. Imagine that all blocks are being removed from the Sushumna and the Ida and Pingala, making these channels clear, letting the energy move freely and easily through them. Now pick one chakra that you have issues in. One of the chakras that you feel the energy is not quite as clear as it could be. Take inventory. Which chakra needs clearing in this moment? Imagine that there is a buildup of energy in that chakra. Building and building. Increase the energy until it seems that there is pressure. Do this with both the front and the back aspects. Letting the pressure build and build. Keeping the mind out of the process. Don't think about what it is that is the block. Just feel it as energy. Feel it as this pressure. And then finally, an explosion, a release, a blasting open of the chakra. As if a divine bomb of light has gone off and blown all the blockages out of the chakra in one fell swoop. And noticing how your energy changes after this divine explosion of light and love. Notice the new vibrance that is here. The new life in the chakra. Let this chakra stabilize, coming into a steady spin. The calm after the explosion. And now all the chakras are spinning in unison. Working as one unit, and the one that you have just worked with is now back to normal, working correctly. And the issues that you had there are completely cleared, healed, released, back into the raw creating material of the universe. Now pick a different chakra, another one where you feel that there are unresolved issues in. And this time imagine little tornadoes reaching out the front and out the back inside the chakra. Let them grow and grow, and let the spin become faster and faster. Until critical mass is reached. The tornado in each aspect of the chakra reaches far out from your body, and you can feel it pull in energy out, the kind that you no longer want with you, the kind of energy you no longer need from the unresolved issues, the unhealed issues. Feel these being sucked out through the chakra, away from your body, and the tornadoes spin them out into the ethers, into the void, to be returned to the raw creating material of the universe. You no longer need this kind of energy residing in your chakra. And finally, the tornado detaches from both the front and the back aspects and flies away, carrying with it the last remnants of these unhealed issues. And now they are healed, completed, discarded. You do not have to analyze them or inspect them anymore. You can simply let these go and be pure beingness, pure consciousness in the here and now. History is irrelevant to the enlightened self. Now pick yet a different chakra, another one you would like to work on in this exercise. If you would like to return to one of the ones you have already worked with, this is fine too. Imagine thunder in the chakra, moving through the chakra, both front and back aspects, with a powerful force, a rumbling inside you. And the sound of the thunder roars out through the chakra into the ethers around you, shaking up the stuck places in the chakra, shaking them loose, creating a flow once again. Might notice with this rumbling, there is a strong wind blowing out through both aspects of the chakra. And as this rumbling knocks things loose, they are carried out with the wind, blown far away from you, back into the ethers, back into the creating material of the universe. You might notice that this rumbling is beginning to carry to other chakras, to the Sushumna and the Pingala and the Ida. This rumbling is even shaking your physical body, your emotional body, your mental body, spreading and becoming larger and louder, shaking your energy like an earthquake would shake the earth. And again, there is an explosion, a releasing of all that is not useful to you anymore. And the strong wind moving out from you in every direction carries away all the debris of unresolved issues, stuck emotions, rigid areas in the mental body, and sickness and illness in the physical form, all being blown away by this hurricane force that the thunder is shaking loose. Notice the aura around you. Notice its electromagnetic charge. And how these techniques of using explosions of light, hurricane winds, tornadoes, and deep thundering rumbles, notice how all these techniques can be used in the aura as well, shaking loose all that is not useful to you anymore, so that you are free to be the eternal consciousness that you really are, so that the human condition is cleansed and cleared, so that you are released from the past, so that you can be a true reflection of the divine, a true channel for the energy of God. So that you can be your true self. You can use these forces of light and energy, wind and sound. Use these in any way you wish. Get creative and see all the different ways that you can use these for cleansing and clearing of the chakras and the aura. Cleanse your aura. Think of all the molecules around you in the air. The atoms that are part of your aura. For your aura does have some substance in the physical plane. There is matter involved with the aura. Your emotions even have matter. Even though it isn't as much matter that is involved with your physical form, it is still there and can be worked with at the energy level. In the center of your being, the center of who you are, imagine a bright light beginning to grow and get brighter and bigger, stronger. Watch it grow and grow to the size of a basketball. Maybe even bigger. And let pressure build. And then when you reach critical mass, let the explosion happen. An explosion of light and energy. Moving out through your aura. Shaking loose everything that doesn't belong anymore. You can also cleanse your aura with the thundering rumble, the earthquake from within. In combination with the hurricane force, you can also use the tornado imagery to pull things out of the aura in various places, letting the tornado gather energy and then lift away, carrying with it that which you no longer need in your energy field. And all that is left is a clear, vibrant aura, cleansed of all the past emotional and mental and spiritual levels. Letting everything settle down, the spin of each chakra coming into unison, working together, spinning at the same speed. Just rest in a cleansed and cleared chakra and aura system. You are just consciousness, awareness, beingness, with a clear vehicle to work with on the earth plane, having let go of your history, having let go of old hurts and traumas, having let go of old belief systems and thought forms. Clean and clear like a newborn baby. Free to do your work without hindrances or blockages. Free to be the divine that you are, with a cleansed human condition.